I spoke about this inyan before. I think I spoke about it last year before Rosh Hashanah. But it's kedai to go over. This Shabbos is called Shabbos Shuva. Why is it called Shabbos Shuva? What do you guys think? So, because it's a Shabbos, the Shabbos name is Shuva, where we lean in the Avtaira, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Alakacha, Klal Yisrael should return to Hashem, Ki Chashalta Bavanecha, because you stumbled in your Averis, you stumbled. Stumbled, the person didn't do it intentionally to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You fell into Yitzhar's trap. You fell into your taiva. Chuli machem devarim. Take with you words. Veshuvu al Hashem. Take with you words. The person has to speak out. Not only is it's not good enough just to feel remorse in your heart. The person has to say vidoy. The person has to confess. The person has to speak out words. Just like to speak about one idea. Which can hire a person to tshuva. Why? What are the reasons, l'chayra, that people struggle? People struggle with doing tshuva. So, I think it applies to everybody. Some people, you know, in different ways, that we basically feel that, you know, we're good people. We basically feel that we're, you know, we're good people. Basically, you know, so we come to minyanim, or we come to yeshiva. We don't. We're not out to hurt anybody. So there's this, you know, this the all or nothing type of attitude. Like you just look at the whole picture. It's a very vague picture, and you say, looks good. It looks good. So the person, it looks good. It's like a person has a picture, a person has a painting. He looks at it from 100 feet away. It looks nice. You know, comes a little closer to the picture. You know, the sun is the wrong color. The trees are dying. The trees are cracked. The person comes closer to the picture and he sees hundreds and hundreds of different blemishes, hundreds and hundreds of different problems. But from far away, person doesn't look closely. Person looks from far away. I see a beautiful park with the sun shining, and he sees, looks good. Doesn't need any fixing. Doesn't need any correction. We have to realize that we have a lot of different weaknesses in a lot of different areas, and not to just chalk it up like, all right. In other words, like the person thinks to himself, "Yeah, I come to davening, this and that." But let's talk specifics. Okay, what time do you come to daven? You come on time. Okay. Do you daven with kavana? Well, basically. Well, what do you mean basically? Do you have kavana during Sukkot Zimra? Not really. Do you have kavana during Berachas Pirshma? Not really. Shema a little bit. The kavana during Shemot Esrei. Well, I try the first bracha, and usually I have kavana during Shemot Aleinu. Like when you start asking questions, you start focusing. You know, wow, I'm pretty messed up in my davening. You know, then you spoke on your learning, and even someone who's a masmid says, yeah, I come to first seder, I come to second seder, I come to ninth seder. Say, do you waste time during star? Are there any times that you skip part of seder, you skip a seder? When you start looking specifically and not just at a vague picture, you come out with a lot of problems. You say lashon hara? No, I really don't like to speak lashon hara. It's not really a good thing to say. I try not to say lashon hara. But if you think, or you just pay attention in your next 24 hours, you'll probably catch yourself saying lashon hara plenty of times. Because a person, we try not to look we try not to, we don't want to see our bad, we don't want to see our negative traits, so we try not to look. So Aser Simei Tshuva, if any time, is a time where we have to be a little bit more focused in, and be focused in, that our little problems in different areas, first of all, are not little. You know, they're big problems, they're important problems, and, you know, and the person has to realize that even if it is small, let's say the person actually learns, you know, most of the time and he only wastes a little bit of time, or he davens and only spaces out a little bit of the time, a little bit in Judaism is a big thing. Judaism, Yiddishkeit, every mitzvah is very valuable, it's priceless, but every aveira on the other hand is also very destructive, is very detrimental. Person cannot minimize, oh, a little Lashon Hara, a little this, a little Biddle Torah, a little this, a little that. A person has to realize that it's not a little thing. That doesn't mean you're going to sit down now, you know, and then learn 24 hours straight. A person needs a break. But we know there are plenty of times we didn't need a break. We schmoozed in the middle of the Seder. We didn't have to schmooze. We know plenty of times, even within our capabilities, even within our capabilities that we think that are limited, you know, like I need breaks. But Lamaisa, there's plenty of time where a person knows where we waste time without much of an excuse. So you have to focus in on the details. And when we focus on the details, we'll see it's not just details. It's big, even in our eyes. The other thing a person has to realize also is a person, the most important thing for a person to develop is a person that has to have high aspirations. You know, Rav Ram Shalevitz said, a person can only go as far, Alisha's Rebbe, a person can only go as far as his asagas. A person can only go as far as he thinks he can go. Meaning, this happens to people all the time. Let's say a person thinks, you know, that he could chazer. Let's say a person thinks that he could learn 2 hours. Let's say the person thinks he could learn 2 hours during a Seder. That's what he thinks he's capable of doing. He's not learning more than 2 hours because he has no goal. He has no plans on doing more than 2 hours because that's all he thinks he could do. Depending on how much a person thinks he could do, that's how much he actually does. We're living in America, we're in yeshiva, you know, we're very limited in our asagas. You know, if we would have gedalim around us, if we'd have tzaddikim around us, you know, from Shlomo Zalman, we had great people around us, that would change us. We would see people that don't waste time. When you see someone else that do things, you know, people, let's say Bachar's in yeshiva where no one learns Friday afternoon. So it's an upshot that he's purposely, you know, he's baffling Friday afternoon. In his mind, he never thought about learning Friday afternoon because Friday afternoon is not part of learning time. Matu Shabbos, it's not part of learning time. If he's in a yeshiva where there's, you know, the yeshiva or a lot of the yeshivas learning Friday afternoon, so then already it's like, oh, you know, then he realizes, wow, a bachur is supposed to be learning Friday afternoon. If a person doesn't think that it's his responsibility or think it's in his reach, he doesn't even try. He doesn't even go there. You know, a person plans, I have this myself, let's say you plan on chazering a certain amount of day. So you plan on chazering a blot a day. So if you're lucky, you'll get the blot done. But if let's say you have extra time, you're not going to end up doing two blot necessarily because you only plan on doing a blot. We're going to do a blot today. So you only plan on doing a blot, you do a blot. Whatever you plan on doing is usually how far you're going to get. You're not going to get past something that you didn't consider. A pshat in a beautiful pshat, Gemara and Yuma. Gemara says in Yuma, on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, it's a famous Gemara. I'd like to tell you the pshat in this Gemara. Gemara says that three people are mechayev, different people. They hold other people in their category responsible. Yeah, Avad. But he should think to himself that one day I could be doing it. Right. One day I could be doing it. The Gemara says that Hillel is Mechayev Daniyim. Hillel was Mechayev Daniyim. What does that mean, Hillel is Mechayev Daniyim? When a person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, because they say, I couldn't learn, I was too tired, I was too busy, and too... too distraught over my parnasa. So HaKadosh Baruch is going to say, were you poorer than Hillel? The Gemara tells us that Hillel, before he became Nasi, he was very poor. And in the famous Gemara, he went on the rooftop. He didn't have money to pay the guard. So he went on the rooftop and he became covered with snow. So Hillel was most nefesh in poverty to learn. So they're going to tell him, were you poorer than Hillel? And the Gemara brings down a person who, let's say, is a Baal Taiva, a person who has a big desires for ladies or for other things. So Gemara is going to say, are you better looking than Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik was very beautiful, and Ishas Potiphar tries to get him to Mizana, and every day she tried to get him, the Gemara says. And she wore new clothes every day. She wore different clothing for him, and every day he refused her. So, did you have a Yetzirah greater than Yosef HaTzadik? And Yosef HaTzadik overcame it. Gemara says a wealthy person will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I couldn't learn. I was too busy with my nechassim. I was too busy with my parnasa. So they'll tell him, were you wealthier than Relazar ben Charsam? Relazar ben Charsam, he had a tremendous inheritance. He had a tremendous amount of money coming to him, and he went to learn Tyra. So what is the Pshat in the Gemara? What is the Pshat in the Gemara? A poor person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I was too poor for me to concentrate, for me to spend time learning. So Hashem says, ha, were you poorer than Hillel? Hillel did it. A person with the Yetzirah comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did a lot of averas. He said, look, I had a terrible Yetzirah. What do you want? So Hashem says, Yosef did it. Then a wealthy person comes, I was too busy with my parnasa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rav Elazar ben Charsam did it. What's the Pshat in the Gemara? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to bring him a proof. Needs to bring him an example. Like, you know, Hashem knows that you could have done it. So Hashem says, you could have done it. You know it was difficult. You could have done it. What's the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the person, oh, Hillel did it. Yosef HaTzadik did it. So therefore what? So I want to say the pshat is that the person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I'm very poor. How is a poor person supposed to learn? The pshat is that the person doesn't, in his mind, say that I never thought I can learn. I never thought I'd be held responsible for learning under my situation. I never thought I'd be responsible for learning under my situation of poverty. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, were you poorer than Hillel? You know Hillel. Hillel was able to do it. So if when one person does something, that's machayev everybody. That holds everyone else responsible. Because then you have no excuse. When you see your friend shtagging Friday afternoon, when you see your friend doing something, you see someone else shtagging in a certain way, then you can't say, oh, I didn't know it was possible. I never thought of doing such a thing. That's a good excuse. I never thought of such a thing. I didn't know you're supposed to dive in with kavana. I didn't know. I thought you're supposed to just say the words. First, there's an excuse. I never tried for such. I never thought you were responsible for such a thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you saw these people, you heard of these people, you knew it was possible. Now what's your excuse? That's the Pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that it's better to be the tail of a lion than the head of the fox. If you're the tail of the lion, meaning you're on a chabura, or you're one of the weaker people in the chabura, so chas v'shalom, you don't get depressed, you don't get down, oh, you have to be the best in the chabura. If I care, you see your friend shtagging, and you shtag along with them because you're the tail of the lion. So you see the head, how these tzaddikim are shtagging. So you say, I'm also going to shtag that way. That's my responsibility also. But if you're the head of the fox, if you're the Rosh Hashua, so then what happens is, I'm very chashiv. I'm the head. I'm the best guy in my chabura. If you're the best guy in yeshiva, you have to be wary. Consider switching. I'm not saying you should switch. You have to consider switching. You're the best guy, so you have no machayev. You don't like what else should I be doing? I'm the best. You don't know there's more. You're not exposed to more, and you don't think you're responsible for more. Part of the searching a tshuva is a person we have to realize that we have to, that there's much greater heights. We're not close to where we could reach. And by the way, we'll never reach completely where we're supposed to go. You know, Lu yichye gvar shin alfin, a person who lived 1,000 years, You live 1,000 years, you won't be, there's still more heights to grow. There's no limit to how far we have to grow. So a person can never think, alright, I daven pretty well. But my son, yeah, person, we have to aspire. We're not going to be able to do everything at one time. At one time, we're going to be able to be a masman. I'm going to daven. We have to realize that we don't daven perfectly. That's something that we have to aspire to get to, and we could get there. Our asmada is not perfect. We could get there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds us responsible for that. It's not. Let's say a person decides he's not going to learn. Let's say a person is going to be a Baal Bas. Say a Baal Bas, I'll be kaveit to Latara. Why? Why just be a Baal Bas that's kaveit to Latara that just learns an hour or two? He can become a Talmud Chacham. If a person, let's say, goes to work, he thinks, I'll be very chashiv if I learn it in 2 hours every day. So, you know what his goal is going to be the rest of his life? His goal is to work and learn 2 hours. A guy that his goal is to learn 4 hours, he'll learn 4 hours. What will he do? He'll try to find a profession that he can cut out a little bit of time. He'll sacrifice his parnasa. Depending what a person has in his mind, perhaps at 18, 20 years old, a lot of times establishes the way he's going to be at 50 years old. In his mind, when he was 20, I'm going to go work, and I'm going to learn 2 hours. And the rest of his life, I'm learning 2 hours. I'm gewaldig. A person has to steig, always steig. His asagas have to be greater than that. A person has to grow. A person has to have high aspirations. I'll be a Baal Bas. I want to become a Talmud Chacham. I want to learn at least 2 hours a day. I want to finish Shas. If a person wants to finish Shas and be a Baal Bas and know Shas, he could be a Baal Bas and know Shas. If he doesn't have any plans of finishing Shas and knowing Shas is a Baal Bas, he'll never know Shas. It's all in what you plan on doing with your life. It's all in what you think you're responsible for, and it's all what you think you're able to reach. If you don't think you're able to do it, or you don't think that it's, you know, you're responsible to do it, you'll never do it. You'll never, never do it. Our aspirations, our goals should be very high. Yeah, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Lo alacha malacha ligmar. What is that? Lo alacha malacha ligmar. V'yata ben charen lipatar mimena. It's not upon you to finish the malacha, to finish the work, and you're not a ben charen to be mipatar from it. So Pashup Shah in the Mishnah is, you're not responsible to finish the job, but you've got to work. V'yata ben charen lipatar mimena. You can't just take off. I was speaking to Yisrael Sunshine, so he told me a pshat that iyata ben charen libato imena, you're not free to mevato from the beginning of the mission, from that aspiration of a malacha ligmar. You don't have to lemaisa finish a job, but your aspirations have to be to finish the job. Iyata ben charen libato imena, you're not able to be bato from that aspiration of finishing the job, of reaching the highest goals. You might not have time, you might not be able to reach all your aspirations. Your aspirations have to be higher than you reach. If you reach your aspirations easily, it's a problem. You have to have high aspirations. Maybe some short-term goals, but there has to be long-term aspirations. I want to accomplish this, I want to accomplish that. If a person has high aspirations, they'll end up accomplishing a tremendous amount. A person with little aspirations, they won't accomplish anything because he's not trying, he's not aiming, he's not directed to such goals. In a way, this tells a person, we can look at it in a negative, depressing way, or we can look at it as a positive way. On one hand, you could say, so look at me. I'm not learning as much as I should. I'm not diving as much as I should. I'm supposed to become a real tzaddik. I'm supposed to become a real great person. So it can be a little bit depressing when a person thinks about what he's not doing. On the other hand, it's really not depressing. On the other hand, it's really a positive thing. The person should walk around feeling about himself that he has a lot of potential, that he's a great person. Don't walk around thinking, I'm Shmero. Shmero, if I come to Minyanim and I learn a little bit, I'm a good Jew. I'm a good person. Shmero has to realize, Shmero, you have so much potential. Shmero, you can become a massive Talmud Chacham. Shmero, you can become a massive Tzaddik. You can change the world. You can change people. You can affect. You can do so much with your life. why walk around thinking of yourself as little nothing? You know, it'd be good if I'm a good Baal Bas, if I'm a good person. A person walks around limiting his capabilities. And meanwhile, the person is really a great person. The person contains himself a godless. He's a great person. He has great potential. It's all the success in life. You look at any successful people. There's successful people in Kiruv who have Makariv thousands of people. There are people successful in different chesed organizations. The success in Torah, in Chinuch. It depends mostly on the person believing in himself. The person believes in himself. A person thinks he can Makariv. He really thinks he can make a difference in people's lives. He can do Kiruv. If you think that you can't influence people, or you think that you're shy, you're this, you're that, you're not, so you're never going to try. You're never going to do it. It's more dependent on your believing in yourself and believing in your potential and believing in your capabilities than it is whether you actually have the capabilities or not. Every one of us has tremendous talents. Some we know, some are underneath. All of us have talents. Right? We're smart people. We're good heads. We have good midos. We have a lot of potential. You could do tremendous things in your life. You could do tremendous things in your life. You should have goals. Sorry? Same. You don't limit yourself to think. Don't limit yourself to think that you're gonna be a decent person. You'll be kaveit to motara. You'll be erlach, which are all very important things. Why don't you think a little bigger than that? I'm gonna be a talmid chacham. I'm gonna have goals to finish shas, even if I'm a baal bas. I'm gonna know shas. I want to give shiurim. I want to be a baal bas that gives shiurim. I want to be a baal bas that has influence on other people. Let's say a person's kiruv. Don't say, all right, I'll have hashpa on people around me. Why? Go full force. If you have a talent, full force. Go be makariv people. Don't be afraid. What do you think people are afraid to people? Which people are makariv people? People that are not afraid to walk into a college, walk into a place of not from people, and say, "I'm a Jew. I'm carrying 613 mitzvahs. You guys have nothing in your lives. I have so much to offer you. Let me teach you some Torah. Let me teach you some Torah." You don't have to be the most talented person in the world to do Kiruv. Just the person that believes in Torah, and believes in yourself, and believes in your capabilities. If your people walk around, it's just so sad. There are people that have so much potential. They could be great. They could mamish. You could start. It's the same thing in Lahavdol in the Gaiusha world. Which people become rich? People are afraid to start a business. Which people have become wealthy? The most brilliant people? Not usually. It's a guy. Sometimes it's actually not so bright because he's not bright enough to be afraid of taking chances. And he believes in his idea. I'm going to start a restaurant. Oh, people are going to love this restaurant. And he believes in his idea. And he'll go through with it. I believe I can start my own business. I'm going to sell this product, and I'm going to make millions of dollars, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to make it. And there's so many people that have had much better ideas. There's so many brilliant people that had such much, much better ideas, and they were afraid. Oh, yeah, it's not going to work. You know, people are not going to take me seriously. The people that don't believe in themselves, the people that don't see their greatness, they a lot of brilliant, brilliant people have accomplished very little. You know, they stayed. They became this brilliant guy. He works as an accountant for someone. He works for somebody else. You have all these brilliant people in the world working for other people, and you have a lot of people that are not so brilliant who are the bosses. There are a lot of not so brilliant people that are running multi-millionaire companies. So Avad, it's totally mazel. It's mazel. But Lamaisa, the ikker key in Hatzlacha in life, Ruchmias, Gashmias, is believing in your potential, believing in your capabilities. We are so loaded. We are rich. We shall walk around so happy. I'm rich. You know. I'm a rich person. I'm a rich person. I could be a Talmid Chacham. I could be a tzaddik. I could daven with kavana. I could do all these things. I could be such a great person. So instead of walking around, you could walk around. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Try the other way. this is what I could do, this is what I'm capable of doing, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to become something with my life. I'm not going to be Shmero the shoemaker, Shmero the know-nothing, you know, the Shmero the pashut person. I'm going to be Shmero who's going to make a difference in people's lives. People are afraid of them. People are afraid of themselves. People are afraid, mamash, to put their foot out. I'm going to be someone that makes a difference. I'm not going to be afraid to speak up. I'm not going to be afraid. I want to influence people. I'll give shiurim. I'll be makari people. Don't be a person. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit your greatness. Don't limit your potential. B'shvili nivra olam. I'm such a great person. I have such potential. Whether it be in learning, whether a person be learning, a person shouldn't limit his potential. I'll go to a shir. What do you mean go to a shir? Give the shir. You should be giving the shir. Why do you have to go to the shir? Just don't limit yourself. I want to know shas. I don't want to just sit by daf yomi shir. I want to give a daf yomi shir. I want to know shas. I want to become a talmid chacham. I want to know things. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. Become a great person. Become, you know, on a superficial terms, become a well-respected person. Become a person that's respected. Become a person that accomplishes. Don't do nothing. Don't sit in your corner and limit yourself to, what am I going to do? This is all I can do. It's small-mindedness. A person should not be small-minded. He should have dreams for the stars. A person should aspire for the stars. Klai Yisrael is compared to Kaichvei HaShemayim, the stars of Shemayim. What's a star? A star from far away is taka small. But every star in reality is tremendously big. A star is tremendous. Klai Yisrael is compared to a star. There can be millions and millions of thousands and thousands of stars. Millions of stars. But each person is a star. Each person in Klai Yisrael is a star. Each person in Klai Yisrael is a superstar. Every person in Klai Yisrael can accomplish a tremendous amount. Especially the people that I'm talking to right now. I'm not speaking to a hundred, you know, the whole yeshiva. I'm speaking to five mitzuyanim, five special bachurim. You have so much potential. Yes, you too. The Yetzirah says, me, I struggle with my learning. Me, I'm not so smart. Me, me, me. Me, I'm this. It's the Yetzirah. Tell you Yetzirah. Sorry? Me, it's you too. The Yetzirah, tell you Yetzirah, I'm a great person. I'm a hard worker. I'm going to grow. I'm going to steig. You don't understand. I'm serious. Sorry, you don't understand your potential. I want to tell you something. This is just a mashal. If let's say there was a cure, I'll just give you an example. Let's say there's a cure organization. And I said, there's a cure organization. It was a massive organization. You have about a few hundred work people involved working on Kiev, and the head of the organization just passed away. And I tell Volvi, you are now the leader of this organization. You are now responsible for the operations of this organization, and you are responsible for the Kiev. You are responsible to oversee the Kiev, and you are responsible to take charge. Do you know Volvi would do a great job? He would do a great job. Why? But he doesn't know anything about Kiev. But he would learn. He would quickly do a great job. He put all his mind and effort, and Volvi has a lot of mind and effort, and he would make sure to do the job, great job. He would do an excellent job. People, many times, when they're put in positions, their potential comes out. But so many people are afraid to step forward and say, I have this potential, I have this ability, I'm going to start my own organization. I'm going to start my own thing. I'm going to start my own chesed organization. I'm going to do my own thing. So many people are afraid to step up, so they have to be given, you are going to be this. And then they would do a great job. But by the way, you know, sometimes you don't get that luck. Sometimes someone doesn't tell you, okay, you are gonna run this campus, you're gonna do Kiev in this campus, you are gonna give a shir to these bachim, you are gonna teach these people Torah. Many times it's not given to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, step forward. Realize what you are, realize what you're capable of doing, step forward. Now you're young, now you're in yeshiva, now it's the time to repair yourselves. Sit and learn. Learn, accomplish, know, And don't limit yourselves. Even if you're a Baal Bas, you could do things on the side. You could do tremendous things on the side. Learning on the side. You should learn Shas on the side. You should do Shiurim on the side. Do Kiruv on the side. Your life should not be your work, your job. Your life should, you should have tremendous accomplishments on the side. Who do you think? All these organizations that are around, all these great chesed organizations, High Lifeline, all these great organizations. You think one of us? You think someone else couldn't have done it? Couldn't have brainstormed it? Couldn't have done it? Someone said, "This is what has to be done. This is what's important to be done," and I'm going to do it. How? I don't know. Hashem will help me do it. I'm going to do it. If a person makes up his mind, he's going to do something, and he'll put his effort into it, and he'll be able to do it. Don't limit your potential. I end with a famous maisa. This maisa is a scary maisa. I'll end with the maisa. Let's take what? Which maisa? Yeah, it's not true. It is true, the maisa. It's a very circle fun. What? That's good. That's good. You said it before. That's good. You said it before. Let's not say over the mice. Let's have them say over the mice. I'll tell you what they say over a mice. Doesn't have to be true. Whether it's true or not, I think it is true because it's about your Yiritzah Chanan. Supposedly, Yiritzah Chanan writes in the Sefer, in one of his thoughts. So this story of Yiritzah Chanan is true. The story is 100% true. Whether every detail is true or not, it's a different shayla. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, the Maisa goes. I'll say it over gently. The Maisa goes to Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan was a young child. He did not take to his learning. And his parents were very upset. His parents had high hopes for him, and he wasn't growing. He didn't take to the learning. One day, he heard his parents in the room. Hear them crying that Yitzchak Chanan is getting older. We're going to have to send him out for a job. In those days, you didn't sit around and loaf around in yeshiva until you were 20, 21. You were either learning at 13 and you were a masmid and an Eloi, or you went to work at 13. Nowadays, we're very spoiled. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we're spoiled. People often can be protected to stay in yeshiva to longer ages. So he heard his parents crying, and this young Yitzchak Chanan was moved by his parents crying, and he started to cry, that he started to really have thoughts of remorse, that he wants to really put his life towards learning. And he has a dream. In his dream, he sees his life ahead of him. He sees his life, he goes to work, he becomes very wealthy in business, he's a very bright fellow, becomes very wealthy in business. He has beautiful children. He's a big Baal Tzedakah. He's very well respected in the community. I'm not going to exaggerate with the details, but Kitzur, he's a very successful life. And then he sees himself die. At his funeral, there are hundreds of people there, thousands of people there. At his funeral, he was one of the most respected people in the community, as a respected Baal Bat in the community. He comes to Shemayim, and he's waiting for them to call him. And he hears the names. This person goes to the right, to Gan Eden, Yankel, Schmerelheimer, to the left, to Gehenim. And he hears different names. Then he hears Yitzchak Chanan Spector to the left. So he looks around. He says, "There must be a different Yitzchak Chanan Spector. I'm going to go to Gehenim for what I do." He hears again, Yitzchak Chanan Spector to the left. He looks, finally he sees they're referring to him. He comes forward, he says, "This must be a mistake. Very well-respected person, gave a lot of tzedakah." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bezin tells him, "I want to show you something." The Bezin, Shoshamayim, they take out some svarim. And the svarim, he opens them up, and the svarim are written by a yid in the cover, the Yitzchak Chanan Spector. And the Bezin tells him, says, "You did fine. As a Baal Bas, you did fine. You did pretty okay. But do you realize what you could have became? You know, you could have written these svarim. You could have written these svarim. Zari Yitzchak, I think he wrote, said, different svarim, said, so you could have written these svarim. Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, he wakes up from the dream, and he dedicates his mind to learning, and he names, in Shemayim, he saw the svarim, so Yitaka, I think he writes in one of the svarim, he named the sefer, he saw in Shemayim the sefer he was going to write. And then he woke up and he wrote it. So people a lot of times, I took down the mice a little bit for different reasons. People walk, oh, it means I shouldn't be my boss, I shouldn't work. Let's not take the mice on a practical way. Oh, this is what I should do. But what the mice is telling is, HaKadosh Baruch is going to take, when a person comes to Shemayim, every person, HaKadosh Baruch is going to say, HaKadosh Baruch is going to say, Moshe Dan Kestenet. I gave you a decent head. I gave you a good head. You had a basic good nature. You did nice things with your life. Yeah, you gave shurim, you did this. But you know how, do you have any idea how great you could have become? Instead of when you're home sitting around with the kids, you know, and doing nothing, you could have sat there and learned. You would have put more effort into your learning. You could have became three times as great as you could become. You taught Talmidim. Do you know that if you would have put full effort into teaching Torah, you could have become one of the Gdali Adar? A Kaddish Baruch Hu is gonna have a tefillah from us. Not, you know, we look around, how come I wasn't Rav Shah? How come I wasn't this? A Kaddish Baruch Hu is gonna say, how come you weren't yourself? How come you didn't reach what your potential was? A person has to realize that he's so full of potential. A person that's so great. A person we should walk around thinking, not get depressed. I am so great. I am Rabbi Volvi Benedict. I am a great person. All I have to do is stick with my potential. Focus on my learning, not get distracted. Work on my midos, work on my good midos. And I'm going to make an impact on thousands of people in my life, or I'm going to raise my children in a halakha way. I'm going to have such an amazing, amazing life. A great person. I'm going to work. Let's say a person says, Daniel Malinger. Daniel Malinger plans on being a doctor. So he might see himself now as, mind me using you, doctor. He might see himself as Dr. Malinger. Dr. Malinger was a Balmidas. Dr. Malinger who takes care of his patients, you know, with compassion and effort. Is Meister Nefesh for his patients. He's not doing it for the money. But Dr. Malinger also has to see himself as Rabbi Dr. Malinger. Dr. Malinger is going to be on the side, a big Talmud Chacham, who's going to be giving shiurim, who's going to have influence. I didn't want the tape to be let out, so that's why I did it. He's going to do a lot of kiruv. He's going to be makariv his patients to Torah. He's not going to say, "Oh, I'm going to heal you." He'll bring up a conversation about the fact they're Jewish, about Yiddishkeit. He's not just focused on his profession. He's a halakha yid. He's gonna have a tremendous impact on everyone around him. He's gonna makarev people around him. What he said, not only what he says, what he does. He's gonna be learning on his spare time. He's gonna know Shas. Daniel Malik is not gonna know Shas. Of course he's gonna know Shas. He's gonna be a doctor. He'll know Shas also. Don't think to yourself, I'm gonna be this. You're gonna be this. You're gonna be a massive person. Rabbi Friedman over here. Sit and learn. He's going to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He's going to have a tremendous influence on people. With his Torah, with his Nigunim. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself to, okay, you think it's humility. You think it's humility. What am I? You know, I'm such an anav. It's not humility. It's the Yetzahara. It's the Yetzahara's humility. You're not a humble person. You're an idiot. It's the Yetzahara's trick. Yetzar says, oh, what am I? I care. Your Yetzar Tov is saying, you're a superstar. You're a great person. You have so much potential. It's unbelievable what you could become. You have no idea how great you could become. That's what the Yetzar Tov is saying. Right now, you're taka far from there. But you are a massive, you are carrying massive weapons. You're a massive potential. You're a gadol waiting to happen. Gadol could be in different ways. Gadol doesn't have to be on the Moetzes. Doesn't have to be the spokesman for Klai Yisrael. Be a gadol in your own right. In your life, you should be a gadol. You should be known if you're a doctor, you should be a doctor who's a gadol should be doctor. A gadol in Yiddishkeit, a gadol in Yerushalayim, a gadol in Ras Hashanah is effect on the world. Whether you're a Rebbe, whether you sit and learn, you have to be a gadol in your learning. Full-fledged learner. Full-fledged person. Don't say, oh, it's good enough that I'm learning this amount. It's good enough. Obviously, right now, we're not going to sit and learn a whole day. But a person, by the way, you think now at 21 years old, you're saying, well, it's good enough if I just show up first and second Seder. That's good. But I hope at 22 you're saying, okay, I better be learning 3-star. At 25, you should be saying, oh, I should be learning Friday afternoons, Matzah Shabbos, I should be learning that. At 30 years old, our goals have to keep on growing with us. If our goal at 50 is the same as it was at 20, and you say, oh, I'm such a gavalik 50-year-old. When I was 20, I decided I'm going to learn 2 hours a day, and I've stuck to it the past 30 years. I've learned 2 hours every day. You know what that means? That means that you really have not reached your potential. If you're reaching your potential, then your asagas are just going to keep on growing. At 50 years old, you should be saying to yourself, at 20, I never thought I'd be able to do so much. At 20, I never thought I'd have such high aspirations. At 50, your aspirations have to be something you never considered at 20. If you're just going to reach your aspirations from 20, we have a big problem. So start now. Keep your aspirations high. Don't ever tell yourself, oh, what am I? See, it's a Sahara. I'll tell you what you are. You're a bomb. You're an atomic bomb waiting to explode, waiting to have hashpa on the world around you, waiting to have hashpa on the people around you, waiting to break our lamas and shemayim. Don't limit yourself. The people that limit themselves, taka, don't become great people. Don't limit yourself. Pat yourself on the back and tell yourself how great you could become. Whatever that.